Consider the lilies of the field, they labor not, but I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Do you ever get the feeling at work or working at home that you're wasting your time? Oh, it could be fatigue. It could be frustration if the hands or the eyes aren't working as well as they should. It could be that you don't have any self-confidence or, as they say today, a low self-esteem. It's always, though, the same result. You say to yourself, why should I even bother? I don't know why I try. It doesn't make any difference. Or you get angry and you say, I'll never do this again. Or, what a mess. I'm just no good at this. And besides, no one appreciates it anyway. Well, Estelle, remember her? The single working woman dying of tuberculosis who was healed by Our Lady in the very heart of France in the year 1876. She must have been thinking this way. It's what they call today stinking thinking, and they say you shouldn't think that way. She was working on a project making scapulars, Sacred Heart scapulars. She had seen one on Our Blessed Lady when she healed her. And Our Lady told her how much this devotion to the Sacred Heart pleases her. And she said, I would like to see one of these scapulars on everyone. Now, on that day, it was towards the end of the 15 apparitions. It was the 11th of November, St. Martin's Day. It was a Saturday afternoon. She was making one of her first scapulars and doing her best. She was making it for her boss, for the lady who worked for her. It's a very model, by the way, of an ideal employer-employee relationship. How kind this woman was. How carefully she looked. She didn't fire her. Well, you can't work for me. You're sick. No, no. She took care of her all the way through. So there she is, sewing on this scapular for Madame de la Rochefoucauld. It's in the afternoon. She's not working on the clock. She's just doing it for the love of God. There she is. She's embroidering and she's cutting and she's sewing. But she can't help but compare. Do you ever do that? And her work, in comparison with heaven's, comes across as crude, clumsy. And just she's thinking that, when Our Lady appears with a big smile and she says, you didn't waste your time today. You worked for me. And you've got to make a whole lot more of these too. No, indeed, she didn't waste her time. Whatever you do for God, this work is blessed, whether it be making a scapular. Did you ever try making rosaries? Or just in general, what so many of you are involved in, church work. I mean, one way or another. Take the Sacred Heart, how that devotion pleases Our Lady. The first Friday work of coming, getting others here, of the work of watching during the hours of the night and praying, the work of reparation by a communion offered to the Sacred Heart. Our Lady appeared all dressed in white in these apparitions, like the lilies of the field, surely more magnificent than Solomon in all his royal array. But then Estelle noticed all the way through there was this little something she was wearing right here. It was white and it had a little bit of red on it. And then Our Lady pointed to it and she said, I love this devotion and I'd love to see everyone wearing one. The curious thing is that it's very hard to find one of these scapulars. They make them in France, but they run about $7 a piece, $6-7. So that wouldn't be practical. You'd need a fairly low price that could be given away, and many people could be enrolled in it. It's hard to find. It's an important work, though. I suppose it's hard to find workers. I found that to be so for First Friday. You might make yours and think, well, there's that taken care of. But then you have your children, and you've got your grandchildren now, and they haven't made theirs, not their nine, not yet. There's always someone that needs to be doing this work. It's what the Mormons call temple work. But that's for the devil. This is for God. But when you're doing the work, keep in mind the why, and you won't grow weary, and you won't be frustrated. What bothers me, Our Lady said this, this is why we need to do the work, reparation. What bothers me most is the lack of respect for my son in Holy Communion. She went on to say, it's that prayer attitude when the mind is elsewhere occupied. And then she concluded, and this I say for people who pretend to be pious. The wearing of the scapular is one more act or sign of reparation. It takes us, though, this devotion does, to the heart of the matter. Here, she says, here I will be honored in her son's heart. This expression of work was surely no waste of time. Why? Why? Our Lady sums it up, you did it for me, and so it wasn't wasted. But of course, even if you are a good temple worker, even if you do come sometimes for a feast of devotion, even if you help to work at church or do holy kind of work at home, you can't always be doing that. Why not if you want to make it in this world of ours? Nor is this the only kind of work that counts. Our Lady told Estelle, she thought, well, she'd better, now that she was healed, she'd better see about being a nun again. And Our Lady said, no, that's not the only vocation, and it's not yours. You can publish my glory in the world. You can serve me there. We have to work, though, one way or another. The lilies don't. They manage pretty much on their own. But birds work. They build nests. They go hunting for worms and all of the rest. And St. Paul sums up the doctrine succinctly to the Thessalonians, God's law, if any man will not work, let him not eat. Simple as that. Work, yes, but how to work without that feeling I'm wasting my time, especially when the routine, the monotony catches up with you, especially if you feel unappreciated or you don't think you're much good at what you're doing. And then all of those other workplace issues, maybe you feel a kind of a resentment to somebody else. Maybe you feel you've been taken advantage of. And then there's the buildup of the stress and the fatigue in any case. How to put in a day's work and not to feel you've wasted your time. Well, as Catholics, we go to the principles, not for the feeling. The word principle, we have it at the beginning of the last gospel, in principio, in the beginning, in the beginning. In the beginning of the day, in the beginning of everything you do what? Well, you pray. And what does prayer do? It takes you to the beginning of things, the guiding philosophy or the reason why. And so you do make a morning offering. You do say some prayers, your own little devotions as you start the day. But I think it's important to go back to the principles all day long, to pray for what Our Lady insisted on at this vision, calm and confidence in the face of opposition. How do you get that? Why? By continuing to pray not long prayers, not distracting kinds of prayers, but by praying. You remember the principle. What's all done for God, the Mother of God, the Son of God, for their glory. Here, I think it is very important not to get into that mental frame, that frame of thought of dividing. Divide and conquer. Don't let yourself be conquered. That is to say, don't build a wall as they want you to. Sure, I may go to church on Sunday sometimes, or sure, I may say some prayers, but then the rest of the day, the rest of the week, I've got to be practical. Well, yes, you do. But follow the principle so that you'll truly be practical, the supernatural principle. You can't pray all day long, but you can make your work a prayer. That's the Benedictine wisdom, isn't it? The holy rule of St. Benedict. Orare est laborare. To pray is to work. To work is to pray. They go together beautifully. That's how the monks civilized Europe. The barbarians marauding around saw the monks not only praying. They were praying in their churches, but out there in the fields, working at fixed hours in a regular way. That's what made the difference. Are you too busy? Are you one of those people when they ask, how are you doing? You respond, I'm busy. They say you should never say that. It's a bad frame of mind. We're all busy, I suppose. We should be anyway. But that's no answer. How are you doing? Are you busy? Think of, well, there's just one saint I'm thinking of this morning, Anthony Mary Claret. His congregation was named for the Immaculate Heart of Mary, great apostle in the 19th century, was an archbishop in Cuba for a while, worked the rest of the time in Europe. He preached more than 25,000 sermons in his lifetime, and he confirmed more than 100,000, if I've ever thought that I was busy. That was his number of confirmations. And on top of it, he founded a natural science library, natural history museum. He published 140 books that he wrote himself. In schools of music and education, he started too. And yet they say he always had a rosary in one hand. Literally, he was always praying. That was his prayer principle. He got his start at his father's, one of his father's factories. He had a series of them. They wove cloth, made clothing. He managed the factory as a young man out of school in a little different way. He encouraged his employees to pray on the clock, to say the rosary. At a certain time, they had to say the rosary in the factory, and to go to daily mass, too. And if you did, you didn't get docked for it. You got paid to pray, as it were. Well, his father was highly skeptical, as you might be too, because you think, if I'm going to pray, I'm going to pray, and then that would be Sunday, I go to church, and the rest of the time, well, then I've got to work. His father, when he did the accounts, was amazed that at the end of the year, his son's factory did better than all of his other shops. Why? Because of the prayer principle. Probably the most important principle, though, and one we had better not forget, is not to sin. Our Lady at La Salette reminds the people about that. I have given you 6 days in which to work and have marked the 7th day as my own, but you have not been willing to grant me even this. Then Our Lady says, there are drivers, are you one of those, who when they drive swear continually and use the name of God in vain. That's wasted work if you're sinning at the workplace. Something's got to change. These are two things, she says, which will draw down my son's vengeance, and it will be your own fault if the harvest fails. But finally, the prayer principle is this, that the principal thing is not the work, not your fine accomplishments, no practical end, but rather the principle. Not just making it, but rather to make God be glorified. Everything else is going to be swept away one day, you will too. You will have swept your last floor, and one day there'll be no more brooms, no more corners to clean. There'll be no more paychecks to worry about, or bills, or cars, or houses. None of those things. None of your great accomplishments are going to make any difference. It's what you did, yes, but it's more why you did it. If you get to the why, you've got the wherefore, and you won't feel that you're wasting your time. Let the principle come first. It will, if the prayer comes first and regularly throughout the day. This is how you glorify God, by your work day, each day. This is how you publish her glory, too, with that good and proper intention. If this covers you like a scapular over your heart, the heart of the matter, you're covered. It counts. Your work is not wasted, and you end up, at the end of the day, better clothed than even the lilies of the field or Solomon in all his glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.